Now it's time for what we can't get out of our heads this week. Lenore, what was that for you?
Sort of a good note to end the parliamentary year on, which is that the government landed a deal on the nature laws with the Greens. It's been 5 years in the making since Graham Samuel made his report, and probably much longer than that, that we knew the nature laws were broken. And as Ken Henry and others have been saying, you know, about 741 species have been added to the threatened species list while we've been arguing about whether we should fix these broken nature laws. I think the deal that's been done isn't perfect, but I'm pleased that a deal has been done. And I think sometimes in the debate, well, we were sort of talking about Pauline Hanson a lot, maybe when we should have been talking about the nature laws. But even when we were talking about the nature laws, I think we often talk about the political deal making, and it's easy to lose sight of the fact that there is real impacts happening in Australia's ecosystems while this has been dragging on and on.
And it may have happened at the very, very, very last minute, last parliamentary sitting day, but it's happened. Jo, what can't you get out of your head this week?
Well, I know you would expect me to talk about the Olivia Nuzzi story, which I am obsessed with, but I actually have a more highbrow story to talk about this week for once, which is earlier this week, it was revealed that Australia is on track to eliminating cervical cancer, which is just extraordinary. That's thanks to the HPV vaccination. Apparently, there was not a single documented case of cervical cancer diagnosed among women under 25 across Australia in 2021, which is the most recent data available, which is just amazing and was unthinkable even, you know, when I was younger. The only small caveat to this story is that vaccination and screening rates are falling. So that's something that we need to get on top of. And yeah, but otherwise, I think it's just such a wonderful story, especially in a year where we have seen so much medical misinformation, so much terrible misinformation about vaccines in particular. And this is just such a testament to what is possible with great medical research and great public health programs.
And in such a short amount of time, it really wasn't that long ago that I was 19 years old, and shout out to Aunt Elizabeth, she was making sure that I got my vaccine.
Yep.
And now all this progress has been made.
Yep. It's amazing.
Mike, what can't you get out of your head this week?
Well, I know you think I'm going to talk about the cricket, Bridie, because...
Well, my dad did do a welfare check specifically for you, so I wasn't going to bring it up.
But actually, I just wanted to very briefly mention the Jamaican musician Jimmy Cliff, who died this week, maker of many fine songs, but probably most famous for his part in the movie The Harder They Come from 1972. Which I have to say is the absolute worst movie with the best music in it that has ever been made. I watched it a few years ago because I love the music, but it's a really terrible movie.
What a recommendation. I'm definitely going to watch now. Thank you so much for joining me this week, Mike.
Thanks, Brady.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Brady.
And thank you, Lenore.
Thanks, Brady.
That's it for today. This episode was produced by Camilla Hannon, Karishma Luthria, and Jessica O'Brien. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Video production by Burton Huynh. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you get your podcasts and leave a glowing review. I'm Bridie Jabbour. See you next week.